Consumers who are not satisfied with the quality of service provided by utility service operators may seek redress at the law courts. The public relations manager of VRA, Gertrude Kumsen, disclosed this in an interview with Radio Ghana. Madame Kumsen explained that recent power outages in parts of the country were as a result of an unexpected breakdown of equipment. She spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
VRA was undertaking a plant maintenance at Akosombo on one of the turbines. While that was going on and under normal circumstances, it didn't have affected or caused power outages. But around that time, the thermal plant at Abuazi also developed a problem. That is, the Tico plant had a problem. One of these units was down. And then one at the VRA side, that's the TAPCO, also had a problem. And so putting all that together, it became necessary to steal power in some parts of the country. And at Tema, we had a problem with the reserve plant, that's the mine reserve plant, which they normally fall on when we have problems in our generation system. So there was about 1,200 megawatts power shortage. That was why we saw power outages. Last year, after some coal plants, which was the turbine which was taken out, has been restored. Work has been completed and been restored. At Abuazi thermal complex and thermal, action is still ongoing to restore power. And some of the parts have to be imported, some of the parts have to be taken outside for the manufacturers to work on. So those ones we expect to be fixed within the week.
Why do you have to wait till things get out of hand before you take such decisions?
Things are not out of hand. I started by saying that we have a plant maintenance at Akosombo. It is when the plant maintenance was still going on that unexpected effect came at Abuazi, and so the past has to be taken up.
Do you have any contingency measures for store future occurrences like that?
We have our reserve plant in Tema, and these are the ones which we are using to run the system. During the daytime, we have sufficient power at least to supply to meet the demand. But it's in the evening when the peak period comes at between 6 and 10. That is when everybody is using power at the same time, and so it leads to the shortage, and that is when you see the power cut. I also know that ECG has been making announcements about planned power cuts or load shedding, and they are also undertaking one or two rehabilitation works. And so all these put together may cause power outages in areas that they are now fighting.
Do you think if such things go on, you'll be justified in calling for upward adjustment of tariff?
Many factors and parameters go into the determination of tariff. Some of these may, I can speak to that. For example, the fuel that we use. If you are using crude oil, if you are using gas, if you are using hydro, they all come with a certain cost of production. So all these go into the determination of tariff. And power cuts, we have a limit. And then the PURC has also given us some indicators and targets. So they are not saying that we shouldn't expect power cuts. Power cuts were okay. But when and how long and so on are all taken into consideration.
Do you think it would be fair for a consumer to take a legal action against you or the ECG if your power outages cause a damage to his or her property?
Both providers and consumers have rights and responsibility. So if the consumer thinks that we have trampled on his or her rights and wants to do it to court, the law is there. You can apply. You cannot stop people from doing it to court.
PR manager of VRA, Gertrude Kumsen, talking to Bubu Klinogu on recent power outages.